بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسر شبكة الألوكة بالتعاون مع المكتبة المركزية للكتب الناطقة أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة.
Of a guide to Hajj, Umrah and visiting the Prophet's Mosque, still read by Ahmed Izzet. What is required of the pilgrims? Number one, to repent sincerely of all sins and to spend on the Hajj or Umrah out of his lawful earnings. Number two, to guard one's tongue from lying, backbiting and slandering. Three, to purify the intention to perform Hajj or Umrah solely to seek the pleasure of Allah the Most High. Number four, to learn what actions are prescribed by the Sharia or Hajj and Umrah, and in the event of any difficulty or problem to ask those who know. Number five, when the pilgrim arrives at Al-Miqat, station of Ihram, he is free to choose one of the three types of Hajj, Ifrad, Tamattu or Qiran. Tamattu is preferable for a person who has not brought his sacrificial animal with him, while Qiran is preferable for one who has his animal with him. Number 6. If the person entering Ihram is afraid he may not be able to complete all the rites because of sickness or fear, he should make the condition, "I will return to the normal state in case I'm obliged to." 7. The Hajj of children is valid, but it does not fulfill their Islamic obligation of Hajj. Number 8. During the state of Ihram, one may take bath or wash his head or scratch it if need be. 9. A woman may veil her face with her head covering if she fears that men are looking at her. Number 10. Many women wear a headband under the veil to keep it away from the face. This action has no basis. 11. It's permissible to wash the ihram garments and to wear them again or to change into other ihram garments. 12. If during the state of ihram one should wear a sewn garment, cover his head or use scent, due to forgetfulness or ignorance, no expiation, penalty or redemptive offering is required of him. 13. If one is performing Hajj al-Tamattu or Umrah, he should stop reciting Talbiyah upon arriving at the Kaaba before beginning his Tawaf. 14. Walking with quick, short steps and bearing the right shoulder is not permissible during Tawaf except during the first three circuits of the Tawaf of arrival, that is Tawaf al-Qudum. This applies to men only. 15. If the pilgrim forgets how many circuits he has performed, that is, whether three or four, he should count them as three, that is, the lesser of the two numbers. The same procedure is to be followed for Sa'i. Number 16. In case of large crowds, there is no harm in performing the circuits beyond the station of Ibrahim or even further beyond, as the whole of the sacred mosque is a place of Tawaf. Number 17. It's prohibited for a woman to make Tawaf showing her adornments, using perfume, or not covering properly what the Sharia requires her to be covered. 18. If a woman's menses begins or she gives birth after entering into Ihram, it's not permissible for her to make Tawaf until the flow of blood ceases and she is cleansed. 19. A woman may wear any dress for Ihram as long as it does not resemble men's clothing, show her adornments, or cause temptation to men. 20. To verbalize the intentions for acts of worship other than the Hajj or Umrah is an innovation, bid'ah, and to say it aloud is even more incorrect. 21. If a Muslim has the intention of making Hajj or Umrah, it's forbidden for him to pass by the appointed stations of Ihram, Dars al-Miqat, without entering into Ihram. 22. If the pilgrim for Hajj or Umrah is arriving by air, he enters into Ihram on the plain. When he passes parallel to the station of Ihram on his route, he is to prepare himself for entering into Ihram during the flight before boarding the plane. 23. If one resides in Mecca or between Mecca and the stations of Ihram, he need not go anywhere to take Ihram. In this case, he is to take his Ihram for either Hajj or Umrah at his place of residence. 24. In order to increase the number of their Umrahs, some people go to Al-Tanim or Al-Jarana after the Hajj and subsequently return for Umrah. No support for this practice exists in the Sharia. 25. The pilgrim who is performing Hajj al-Tamattu re-enters Ihram on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah at the place in which he is staying in Mecca. It's not necessary for him to take Ihram from any specific or specified place within Mecca, such as Al-Mizab, as many people do. Nor is there any farewell tawaf for going out of Mecca at this time. 26. It's preferable to go to Arafat from Mina on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah after the sun has risen. 27. It is not permissible to depart from Arafat on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah before the sun has set. When the pilgrim departs after sunset, he should do so with ease and dignity. 28. The Maghrib and Isha prayers are to be performed after arriving at Muzdalifah, whether at the time of Maghrib or during the period of Isha. 29. It's permissible to gather the pebbles for stoning the pillars from any place within the boundaries of Mecca, Al-Haram, not necessarily from Muzdalifah. 30. It is not recommended to wash the pebbles. No report exists to the effect that the Prophet ﷺ or his companions ever did this, nor are the used pebbles to be used again. 31. It's permissible for women, children, and weak individuals to proceed to Mina at the end of the night. 32. When the pilgrim arrives in Mina on the day of Eid, the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah, he should stop reciting Talbiyah. The pebbles are to be thrown successively one by one at the stone pillar of Al-Aqaba. 33. It is not required that the pebbles remain where they are thrown. It is only necessary that they be thrown at the pillar. 34. According to the opinion of the scholars, the period of sacrifice extends to the sunset of the third day. 35. Tawaf al-Ifada or al-Ziyara on the day of Al-Eid, that's the 10th day of the Hijjah, is an essential part of Al-Hajj, and Hajj is not complete without it. However, it's permissible to delay it until the end of the stay in Mina. 36. The person making Qiran between Hajj and Umrah offers one sa'i only. The same is true in the case of Ifrat, if the person keeps his Ihram until the day of An-Nahr. 37. On the day of sacrifice, it is preferable that the pilgrim do things in the following order. Begins by throwing pebbles at the pillar of Al-Aqaba, then offers his sacrifice, then shaves or clips his hair. He then makes tawaf of the Kaaba, followed by sa'i. Changing this order is, however, permissible. 38. Returning to full normal state is attained after one has done the following. A. Thrown the pebbles at the pillar of Aqaba. B. Shaved his head or clipped some of his hair. C. Done tawaf al-ifada with sa'i. 39. If the pilgrim decides to shorten his stay in Mina, it is necessary that he departs from Mina before the sunset. 40. For a child who cannot do the throwing of pebbles, his guardian throws on his behalf after throwing his own pebbles. 41. A person who is not capable capable of going to the throne due to old age, illness, or pregnancy, is permitted to appoint someone else, his proxy, to do the throwing on his or her behalf. 42. The proxy first throws his own pebbles, and thereafter, without leaving the place, throws the pebbles on behalf of the person whom he represents at each of the three pillars. 43. Except for the residents of the sacred mosque, it is obligatory on anyone who is doing Hajj al-Tamattu or Hajj al-Qiran to sacrifice a sheep, or to share in the seventh part of a camel or a cow. 44. If the pilgrim is unable to make this sacrifice, he must fast 3 days during the Hajj and 7 days after returning home. 45. It's preferable that these 3 days of fasting be completed before the day of Arafat, so that he is not fasting on that day, or otherwise that he fast on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of Dhul-Hijjah. 46. It's permissible to fast these 3 days either consecutively or separately, and the same applies to the 7 days of fasting at home. 47. The farewell tawaf, that is tawaf al-wada', is obligatory for every pilgrim excepting menstruating or postpartum women. 48. To visit the Prophet's mosque in Medina is a sunnah, whether it is done before the Hajj or after it. 49. When you enter the Prophet's mosque, it is sunnah to pray 2 rakahs of Tahiyyatul Masjid, the salah of greeting the mosque. Although you can perform this salah anywhere in the mosque, it's preferable to perform it in the Rawdah. 50. Visiting the graves of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and others is allowed for males only, and not for females, so that they would not have to travel for such a visit. 51. Rubbing and wiping one's hands against the walls of the chamber containing the Prophet's tomb, kissing it, or doing circuits around it, are all innovations which are prohibited. Such things were not done by our upright ancestors. In particular, making tawaf around the chamber is shirk, ascribing partners to Allah. 52. It's also shirk to call upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the fulfillment of a need, or to remove a grief. 53. The Prophet's life in his grave is in the state of barzakh, the state of existence between death and resurrection on the day of judgment, and is in no way similar to his life on earth before his death. The nature and reality of the life of barzakh is known only to Allah the Most High. 54. People who stand in front of the Prophet's grave raising their hands and making supplications are doing something alien to Islam. This is an innovation in the religion. 55. Visiting the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is neither obligatory nor a condition for the completion of the Hajj, as some people believe. 56. The hadith cited by some people prescribing visitation of the Prophet's grave either have weak authority or are fabricated. And now, with some supplications which may be recited at Arafat, at the sacred sites, and at other places of supplications. أَدْعِيَةٌ يُنَاسِبُ الدُّعَاءُ بِهَا أَوْ مَنْ تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهَا فِي عَرَفَاتِ وَفِي الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ وَفِي غَيْرِهَا مِنْ مَوَاطِنِ الدُّعَاءِ. اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في ديني ودنياي وأهلي ومالي. O Allah, I ask of you integrity and soundness in my religion, my life, my family, and my possessions. اللهم استر عوراتي وآمن روعاتي. O Allah, cover my shame pacify my fears, guard me from what is in front of me and behind me, from what is on my right and on my left, over my head and under my feet. Which means, Allahumma ihfazni min bayni yadayya wa min khalfi wa an yamini wa an shimali wa min fawqi wa a'udhu bi'azamatika an ughtala min tahti. Another dua, Allahumma aafini fi badani wa aafini fi sam'i, Allahumma aafini fi sam'i, Allahumma aafini fi basari, la ilaha illa ant. O Allah, grant health to my body. O Allah, grant health to my hearing. O Allah, grant health to my sight. There is no deity except you. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufr wal-faqr wa min adhab al-qabr, la ilaha illa ant. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from unbelief and poverty and from the punishment of the grave. There is no deity except you. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mustata'at, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. O Allah, you are my Lord, there is no deity except you. You are my creator and I am your creature. I try to keep my covenant with you and to live in the hope of your promise as well as I can. I seek refuge in you from my own evil deeds. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. I acknowledge your favors to me and I acknowledge my sins. Forgive me my sins, for there is no one who can forgive sins except you. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ومن البخل والجبن وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from worry and sorrow. I seek refuge in you from impotence and sloth, from stinginess and cowardice. And I seek refuge in you from the burden of debt and from being humbled by men. Allahumma ja'al awwala hadha al-yawm salaha wa awsatahu falaha wa akhirahu najaha. O Allah, make the beginning of this day good, the middle prosperous, and the end successful. Wa as'aluka khayra al-dunya wal-akhirah Ya Arham Ar-Rahimin. And I ask you to grant me the good of this world and of the hereafter, O most merciful of all, show us mercy. Ya Arham Ar-Rahimin. Allahumma inni as'aluka rida ba'da al-qada wa barda al-aish ba'da al-maut wa lazzata al-nazar ila wajhika al-kareem wa shawq ila liqa'ik في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. O Allah, I ask of you to make me pleased with what you decreed for me, return to good life after death, and I earnestly seek the pleasure of looking at your glorious countenance and craving to meet you without distress or affliction or misguiding trial. I seek refuge in you from oppression of others, or oppressing others, or being oppressed, from doing wrong or suffering wrong, and from committing an error or a sin which you will not forgive. Which means, wa a'udhu bika an adlima aw adlam aw a'tadi aw yu'tada alay aw aktasiba khati'a أو ذنبا لا تغفره. أنا لا دعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أرد إلى أرذل العمر. اللهم اهدني لأحسن الأعمال والأخلاق، لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت. واصرف عني سيئها، لا يصرف عني سيئها إلا أنت. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the feebleness of old age. O Allah, guide me to the best of deeds and the best of morals, as none can guide to the best except you, and save me from bad deeds, as none can save me from what is bad except you. O Allah, strengthen my faith, expand my living space, and bless me in my livelihood. Allahumma aslih li dini wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-qiswati wal-ghafla wal-dhillati wal-maskana wa a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-futuqi wal-shiqaq wal-sum'ati wal-riya. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from negligence, degradation and destitution. I seek refuge in you from negligence, degradation and destitution. I seek refuge in you from unbelief, wickedness, vanity and show. And I seek refuge in you from blindness, deafness and leprosy and bad diseases. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الصَّمَمِ وَالْبُكْمِ وَالْجُذَامِ وَسَيِّئِ الْأَسْقَامِ. اللهم آت نفسي تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. O Allah, give my soul piety and my conscience purity. You are the master of my soul and the guardian of my conscience. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from a knowledge which does not benefit. This means, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa da'watin la yustajabu laha. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from a knowledge which does not benefit, from a heart which does not tremble, from an ego which is not sated, and from a supplication which is not accepted. And after that, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri ma amilt, wa min sharri ma lam a'mal, wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma alimt, wa min sharri ma lam a'lam. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I did, and from the evil of what I didn't do, from the evil of what I know, and from the evil of what I didn't know. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hadm wal-taraddi wa min al-gharaq wal-harq wal-haram wa a'udhu bika min an yatakhabbatani ash-shaytan 'inda al-maut wa a'udhu bika min an amut ladigha. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from ruin and falling, from drowning and burning, and from senility. I seek refuge in you from Satan's beguiling me at my death. And I seek refuge in you from being bitten by venomous creatures. I seek refuge in you from greed, bad manners, which mean this coming Arabic dua. أعوذ بك من طمع يهدي إلى طبع. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من منكرات الأخلاق والأعمال والأهواء والأدواء، وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر العدو وشماتة الأعداء. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from being bitten by venomous creatures. I seek refuge in you from greed, bad manners, bad actions, bad desires, and bad diseases. I seek refuge in you from the burden of debt, from being humbled by people, and from the ridicule of enemies. And after that, we continue with the dua. Allahumma aslih li dini alladhi huwa ismatu amri وأصلح لي دنياي التي فيها معاشي، وأصلح لي آخرتي التي إليها معادي، واجعل الحياة زيادة لي في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لي من كل شر. O Allah, strengthen my religion, which is my fortress. Make this world a better place of sojourn for me, and grant me a good life in the hereafter, which will be my abode. Make my life increase in all goodness, and my death a rest from all evil. O Allah, support me and help me, and do not let others overpower me. Guide me. Guide me and make the following of your commands easy for me. Now, we read the Arabic one. وَجَعَلِ الْمَوْتَ رَاحَةً لِي مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍّ رَبِّ أَعِنِّي وَلَا تُعِنْ عَلَيْ وَانْصُرْنِي وَلَا تَنْصُرْ عَلَيْ وَاهْدِنِي وَيَسِّرِ الْهُدَى لِي اللهم اجعلني ذكارا لك شكارا لك مطواعا لك مخبتا إليك أواها منيبا رب تقبل توبتي واغسل حوبتي وأجب دعوتي وثبت حجتي واهد قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة صدري O Allah, support me and help me, and do not let others overpower me. Guide me and make the following of your commands easy for me. O Allah, make me grateful to you, mindful of you, full of fear toward you, devoted to obedience of you, humble before you, earnest in supplication and patient and penitent. My Lord, accept my repentance, wash away my sins, answer my supplications, establish my veracity, guide my heart, make my tongue truthful, and remove all ill feeling from my heart. اللهم إني أسألك الثبات في الأمر والعزيمة على الرشد وأسألك شكر نعمتك وحسن عبادتك وأسألك قلبا سليما ولسانا صادقا وأسألك من خير ما تعلم وأعوذ بك من شر ما تعلم وأستغفرك مما تعلم وأنت علام الغيوب.
من فضلك تابع بقية المادة.